to the rules. Every one of us have adhered to the rules and regulation of the meeting. We would have done it on Zoom or via Google Chat, because we did most of the previous ones via those platforms. But we decided to come on WhatsApp because a lot of our participants prefer the WhatsApp platform. And I think that is okay for us. As long as we are able to pass the message across to all of us, then that is fine. So my name is Ken Joron Femi. I'm the leader at Study Express, and I'll be sharing with us an important topic that has to do with our plans for the year 2024. And most of us that are in this group, majority of us that are in this group are some of our prospective applicants who are applying to different countries to study. Briefly, before we proceed, let me just tell us briefly about Study Express. Study Express is an international education company. We specialize in student placement, study abroad services, training, executive education, short courses, travel and tourism. So that those are our areas of core expertise, and we have been doing this for almost two decades now. So this evening we are going to be talking about 2024 and our plan for the year. Majority of us, like I said, we have a plan to relocate this year, to travel to different countries. Some of the countries we have highlighted in our proposal for this evening are Canada, US, UK, Portugal, France, Spain, and the rest. Though we will not be able to touch everything tonight, we will not be able to discuss everything, but we are going to make sure that we focus mainly on the core aspect of the conversation, which has to do with visa process and strategies for us to use, or for us to deploy to be able to have successful visa application this year. This session is being recorded, so in case you miss any part of it, don't worry. After the session, I'm going to send the transcript or the recording to the group. So if you miss any of it, don't worry. Probably maybe your phone went off or something happens to your network. Don't worry. So because we know that network can mess up anytime, even me that I'm talking to you, where I am currently, though the internet is very strong and reliable, but you don't know anything might happen. So but whatever happens, don't worry, it is being recorded. So I am not here alone. At Study Express, we have our offices in Lagos, Nigeria. We have in Ibadan too, and we also have presence in the UK at the moment. I'm talking to you currently from the UK, and I'm glad to tell you, for some of us who are already aware, that Study Express has an office in the UK at the moment. So, as we have agreed, I want all of us to mute our speaker, so that we will, all of us can, you know, hear what we are saying. And so far, I appreciate everybody who has adhered strictly to the rules. So now let me say this, that Study Express is your friend and partner in progress in your journey to study abroad. We have had a lot of successes in this journey in the last number of years, several years that we have been in this business, and we are getting better. Despite some challenges, the economy is tough. We had COVID-19, you know, we had a lot of, you know, change in government. We had the devaluation of the Naira, but so far so good. We are still able to achieve reasonable success. reasonable sources in our quest to assist a lot of students in traveling to these countries. We all know why we are doing this. We all know why we want to travel abroad, we want to relocate. Many of us that are going through the study route, it's not because we want to even go and study. We are just doing it because we know that it is an opportunity for us and also an extension to our family to also travel to these countries. So I want to believe that all of us, we have the same mission. So it is this mission that we as Study Express, we want to help you to achieve in this year 2024. Some of you, like I said earlier, may have tried to do this last year or years ago, and it looked like it was impossible. But I want to assure you that this time around, it is your time. Like the popular slogan that we during the election, the transition period, Emiloko, so is your turn right now, you know. So what are some of the things that we need to know? Like I said, we are going to be very brief and straightforward to what we are going to, the conversation. I'm not here alone. I have some of my team members here. I have Mr. Stanley here, I have Taiwo, I have Rotimi, I have Moyo, I have Oreoluwa, Yobami, Kemi, every member of my team, we are here too. Gillette, Ayo. So we are in safe hands, and I can assure you that after this meeting, you can talk to any one of them for any assistance, information, whatever that you might need moving forward. So I'm going to start and I'm going to continue very, very swiftly. So what do we know about some of these countries? What are the things that have been our challenge so far for a lot of us who are prospective applicants, especially Nigerian applicants? You know, I'm going to discuss some things with us tonight that are peculiar, very, very peculiar to Nigerian applicants. You know, anywhere I go, any country I go, I always tell people that Nigerians are special, Nigerians are unique. You know, we have unique talents. You know, we have unique people. At the same time, we have unique problems that are peculiar to Nigerians alone. And most especially in the journey of travels, there are some problems, there are some challenges that are peculiar to Nigerians. That when you see, like when you sample 100 people, 100 applicants, probably that had a refusal of visa, about 80% of them, majority of them, they have similar reasons why they were refused. So, and most of the time, a lot of us, we make the same mistakes. So tonight, we are going to have a conversation around this. What are some of the key elements of a successful visa application? What are the things that we need to take note of? What are the things that are very, 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 very cardinal to having a successful visa application? By the grace of God, as Study Express, we have had several stories. And please, let's mute our speakers. So we have had several success stories. Let's mute our speakers, please. So, we hello. Mr. Hello, please mute your speaker. So most of, we have at Study Express, we have had successful visa applications in, you know, last year, previous year, and in the years ahead. So from our experience, I'm going to be sharing some of the key elements for successful visa application. Then country-specific visa requirements. There are some of these requirements that are peculiar to all of them. That the same documents you need to submit in Canada, submit in UK, in US, in Schengen countries, you know, and I'm going to explain to us the specific, you know, document for some of these countries, you know. Then we are going to discuss pitfalls to avoid. What are the things you need to avoid when you are applying for your visa application, then updates on visa policies for 2024. Those are the four major things we are going to be talking about, and I'm not going to waste our time at all. Maximum in the next 20 minutes or 30 minutes we should be out of here, you know, because some of us are coming from work, some of us have some other things to do. But I'm going to make sure that it is very, very direct and detailed. So now let's start from some of the key elements of a successful visa application. Before I go to that, you know, all of us, let me just say this briefly. All of us, you already know most of our visa student application requirements, your international passport, your O-level certificate, if you apply for undergraduate, your postgraduate certificate, if you apply for postgraduate, you will need your first degree certificate, your transcript, your statement of purpose, your reference letters from maybe where you have worked before or your previous institution. Those are the requirements for admission. We all know that. So if you don't know that, my team are going to explain to you after this meeting. So today is not about student application. It's not about admission. We are talking about visa now, because that is a major challenge most people have, you know, in their quest to study or relocate abroad. So the key element for a successful visa application, number one, which is the most important that you need to take note of, is your funding. See, this is number one, and it's cardinal, it's primary, is the most important. Funding. These embassies, these countries, they want to know, you want to come and study in their country, do you have the funds? You need to ask yourself, do you have what it takes to study in that place? Either you yourself, your parents, your sponsor, your uncle, or whoever want to take the responsibility to sponsor you in these countries, do they have the capacity? Do they have what it takes? This is very, very important. So you have to, you need to ask yourself this question. So please, so when we talk about funding, we are talking about, first and foremost, if you're applying for study, you will need to have taken care of your tuition fee. The tuition fee is the most important fee when it comes to studying abroad. So look at the amount. Nowadays, in the previous months now, like in the last few months, we have had the Naira being devalued further, and we have Naira going very crazy against major currencies like pounds, euro, dollar, you know, and the like. So now it is becoming more difficult and challenging to really raise money for studying abroad. So what do you do in this situation, especially for some of us who still have capacity to do it? So you have to take into consideration your tuition fee. How much is this money? How much are you looking at? Very, very important. So your funding arrangement when it comes to visa application must take into consideration your tuition payment. So after you have taken note of your tuition fee, take note of your accommodation. So some of these things are some of the things you need to consider when you are looking for funding to put in your account or your statement of account for visa application. So what you should have in your account should be able to cater for your tuition fee for 1 year, for accommodation for 1 year, for living expense for 1 year, for flight ticket when you are traveling, and some extra money for upkeep. So take for instance, now your tuition fee is $10,000, your accommodation is $4,000, your living expense is about, let's say, $300 per month, which amount to $3,600 in a year. You put everything together, it's going to be about $17,600. Then you look at it, at the end of the day, after you had like $17,000 plus, you must cap it again to about maybe $20,000 or $21,000. They now calculate it in the current black market exchange rates. That is the amount you need to have in account for yourself alone. Then when you now consider that you'll be traveling with family, you have to look at these people you are carrying along. Do you have a wife, a kid, or two children that you want to take along? So you have to consider too their cost of living while they are with you in the country. So these things are very, very important. So those are the things that would determine, those are the things that would determine the amount of money you should have in your account when you are applying for your visa application. So don't forget this, very, very important. So you can reach out to any of my team members after this meeting. They will calculate your POF. We call it POF, proof of fund, for you. So that is very, very important. It is the number one, is the most important. Then number two, when you are there are two key elements you need to prepare when you are applying for your visa is your documents, other documentation. So your documentation might mean certified. There are some countries that you need to certify all your documents. Maybe at the Ministry of Education in Abuja, maybe you need to translate some document that we have, like we have in Spanish embassy. Maybe you need to legalize maybe your marriage certificate or whatever. So those documents are very, very important. And when they talk about academic documents, your academic documents start from your document from secondary school, your O-level result, either WAEC or NECO, your certificate, your first degree certificate if you are applying for postgraduate studies, then your transcript. All of these things must be well arranged for your visa application. Make sure that they are properly scanned if you want to scan them. If you are married, you will need your marriage certificate. And nowadays, you also need to have proof of relationship with your family or your spouse. Pictures of your wedding, picture of your marriage, picture of you and your family. These things are very, very important nowadays, because recently we know what is happening in Nigeria now, that people will just go and get, you know, you match yourself with somebody to be your spouse, you match yourself with some children to act as your children. You know, those are some of the things that's happened. You know, so the embassy wants to know, are they truly your blood? Are they truly is the person truly your wife or your husband? So if you have not taken pictures before, some people don't like taking pictures with their spouse. If you have not taken picture before, go and take pictures together. If you have your marriage pictures, arrange them together. Even when the embassy is not asking directly, put them there. Let them know that you are married. And sometimes, if you want to prove to them that you have ties back to your country, you will need some of these things as proof of relationship with your family. Make this very, very important, please. So when you have all of these documents, then if you want to include maybe investment or property documents, those ones too, they are very, very important. Maybe you have a property somewhere, maybe you have an investment with bank, maybe you have shares in some corporations, you can have them as part of the document you submit for your visa application. I hope we are together. So those are some of the basic documents that you will need to arrange for your application. Then for that application to be successful too, you need to apply well on time. I have seen people in the course of our business, we have experienced some students that though they have their documents perfect, everything is all right, they have funds in their account, they still get refused because they did not apply on time. Because of Nigerians love this fire brigade approach to things, we want to do things late hour, or we are in a hurry, we want to shall do it anyhow. A lot of time, we miss out on the timing. So if you know your school is resuming in May, for instance, make sure that at least 3 months before the date you apply for your visa, it is very, very important. So this you must know and you must act accordingly. So apply on time, make all the documents necessary. If there's any of the documents you have problem in getting, reach out to us. We can help you find a way around it, you know. So if you need to certify your document, if you need to translate your document, if you need proof of fund in your account and all of those things, you can reach out to us after this meeting or during your process. When you are ready, we will be here to assist you. So this is very, very important, and we have to take note of that. So then another thing that I really want us to know is that during your visa application, you need to be aware, especially for countries that conduct physical interviews, like US, for instance, like some Schengen countries, they conduct physical interview. You know, we have experienced some things too in the past, in the sense that we have some students who that maybe you got admission through an agent. So, and the agent just package admission, package everything for you, got your admission letter, gave you all the document, and instead you to go and submit at the embassy. Some students, they don't even know what is in the envelope. They can't remember the name of the school. They don't know where the school is located. They shall know that they want to go to Canada. They want to go to US. They will get to the embassy and the consular will be asking questions and they will not know. Despite the fact that you are well prepared, you have all your documents, everything is intact. Some people have even paid all their fees. But because they fail to answer simple questions that relate to the school or the country where they are going, they fail interview. So you must have this at the back of your mind. The school you are going to, the name of the school, the course you are studying, the location of the school, the date of resumption, very, very important. And some of the key courses you will be studying when you get to school. You know, if you are studying business admin, for instance, now, they might have some courses in maybe business communication, business analysis, or all of these things as part of your modules. For the degree, first semester, second semester, you need to know some of these things. These are very, very fundamental because they might ask you during your interview. So as you are preparing for fund, also prepare this information, get them at the back of your palm that whenever they ask you, you'll be able to answer those questions accordingly. So this is very, very important. I said, especially for countries that have visa interviews. There are some countries like UK, no interview, Canada, no interview. You just pack your document, go there and upload, and you go back, you do biometrics and go back home. In that sense, you don't need to master anything. But in some cases, I have seen in the UK, we have had some experience of the students after they have done their biometrics, the embassy will call them back and be asking them questions. So if you are in such a category and you cannot answer those questions, then it becomes a big deal. So you need information about the country where you are going. You need information about the school that I gave you admission. Which city is the school located? For instance, now, if you are going to America, for instance, you will see that there are so many states in America. You have 50 states in America. So if they give you admission now, the school is in Colorado, for instance, and they ask you where the school is, and you say it's in New York, you know, that is a sign that the visa application will not be successful. So I want to encourage all of us, as you are preparing documents, also prepare yourself for what is next. So I've been able to mention to Ross some of the key elements that we need for our visa application. So these things, they are very, very fundamental and they are very, very important. So then another thing that I want us to know is there are some new rules that have been in place in recent time, especially for some countries now. I'm being specific now because, like I said earlier, most of us in this group, there are some of our clients who some have started their application for admission, some have gotten admission, some of them too are in the process of submitting their visa application. So this conversation, this meeting is about preparing us well for the next stage of our process. So if you have not started your process yet, make sure that you get all your documents together, any transcript that you want to apply for those transcripts, and make sure that everything is intact. So now, like I said earlier, there are some new rules that have been in place now for Canada, for UK, and for some countries. For instance, in Canada now, in recent time, there is a change in the POF that means that you have to have more funds in your account before you can apply for visa application. So you have to reach out to us We are going to explain to you how to calculate this thing when you are applying for your visa. So we can also support you and assist you with proof of fund as well. So in the UK too, there is a change in policy. I know a lot of us must have heard about this, that from January this year, students cannot bring, master students cannot bring family to the UK, except PhD students. So then there are a lot of schools that have increased their tuition deposit. Before now, we had schools that were collecting £1,000, £2,000, £3,000 for tuition as tuition deposit. But now they have increased the tuition deposit, and we have schools now that are collecting 50%, 70% before you apply for your visa application. So you need to take notice of this, very, very important. So that is for UK. Then for Canada, I've said about Canada. For Canada, you will need to pay tuition deposit. Canada will ask you for tuition deposit. UK will ask you for tuition deposit. Portugal will ask you for tuition deposit. The only country that does not accept tuition deposit is USA when you apply for your visa. So US will allow you to apply for your visa. When you get to the country, you can pay your tuition fee. You understand? But for US now, you have to apply well on time because of your appointment for embassy interview. It has been very, very difficult since the pandemic to book appointment for visa interview to US. So if you are doing anything, you have to apply well on time. So that is it. For Spain and France and Portugal, they are regarded as Schengen countries. They have almost similar visa application process that you need to follow. For Spain, for instance, you need to do some documentation, translation of documents and the likes, both in Spain and also in Nigeria here. So also in Nigeria. So you have to take note of this. Very, very important. So if you're applying to France too, there is a process you need to follow through the Campus France platform. My team members are going to explain these things to you when the time comes. Very, very you can mute your speaker if you are please Mr. Kola, mute your speaker please. So those specific documents you will need for your application, very Festus, mute your speaker please. I'm trying to wrap up everything because I don't want to take much of our time, because it's not a physical meeting, it's online. It can be very exhausting if it takes too much of time. So those are some of the major things I want us to know about those countries. Then let me to also emphasize that we don't need proof of English documents in most of the countries that we represent and most of the schools. As long as you have credit in your O-level, you can apply for admission, you can apply for your visa. So IELTS, TOEFL may not be necessary for the student visas. The only time you will need some of these things is if you apply for work visa, especially in the UK, you need to get a IELTS written if you don't have a degree. You understand? So what are the common pitfalls for you to avoid when you are applying for your visa? I've mentioned some of them, you know, which is about documentation. One thing you should understand it, when you both know the joke with documento, you can explain. If there is no evidence, it's zero. So if you say you are here, let's see the proof that you are here. If you say you are married, bring the proof of your marriage. Don't say we only do nikai, we never do kini. They will not listen. If you did nikai, let them have a proof, a document for the nikai that you did. If you did church marriage, please let's mute our speaker, please. Decorum, let's mute. Please mute your speaker. So Oyinbo know the joke with documents. If you say you are something, prove it by providing the necessary documents. These are very, very fundamental when it comes to apply for your visa. So those are the common pitfalls you should avoid. Don't joke with your documentation. If you need any assistance, talk to Ross. We'll drop the number of our personnel here for both our Lagos and Ibadan offices. If you want to talk to any one of our team members after the meeting, you are free to talk to any one of us. So don't mess up your process with documentation. Very, very important. Don't use fake accounts. Please, don't use Oluwole accounts. We beg you, especially for UK, for Canada, for Schengen. If you need money to put in account, talk to us. We'll give you a very, very good rate. You understand? Don't go and get one document and say, one of your brothers say, you should use it. If you use it, there's no problem. If any problem happen, we are not involved. So please, I'm telling us now and I'm telling us again, so that you won't say we didn't tell you this before. Then, pass through the right channel. Very, very important. Pass through the right channel. You can talk to us, any member of our team. We are going to give you the right information. Then don't miss deadlines. I have said it before. Apply well on time. Apply with the right document. Make sure that your funds are well taken care of. If it is tuition fee, your tuition fee, your accommodation, take all those things into consideration. We are still going to give time for two or three people to ask specific questions before we go this. We have about 15 minutes left. This meeting is not going to be more than 1 hour. Then we'll be out of here. Then incomplete or inaccurate application too. Then you have to guide against that. And what causes incomplete or inaccurate application most of the time is when you do not have the appropriate information, especially from some people that say, I go do it myself. Fine. Is information is everywhere. Nobody says you should not do it yourself, but me personally, I prefer to give something to somebody that I know that knows better, has done it before, has some successes, and I know that can assist me, and pay a fee that say I want to do it myself. Like, for instance, now I'm not an electrician. If something happens with this plug, for instance, now and I say I sabiam, I will do it. It's either I mess it up, I electrocute myself. So these are some of the things that happens when you are trying to do over sabi. So don't apply inappropriately. Look for professional guidance. We are here to support you all the way through the process. I have discussed some latest updates for us in some of these countries. For US, for instance, you have to apply well on time. There are no dates for visa appointment. Please apply well on time. Please, very, very important. Then number two, for Canada, I've told us they have increased the benchmark for POF. Discuss with us. We are going to calculate what you need for you. Then if you need POF, we are going to also assist you with POF. For UK, we have told us, I've discussed the issue of UK, the change in the new policies in the UK. I don't want to go back to that again. Then for Schengen countries too, some of these Schengen countries, they are still more friendlier. They are still, please, let's mute our speaker. So some of these people, they have, some of these Schengen countries, they still have more friendlier policies for international students. So let's be well guided. So I'm going to open the floor for two or three people to ask questions. We have less than 15 minutes to go. I would still allow one of my team members to talk. Then after our questions, then we can call it a day. If you have any question after this time, you can drop it in the group. Then one of my team members going to answer your queries. We are going to also drop our numbers in the platform for anybody that wants to ask questions. So let me just recap what I have said. We have spoken about the common pitfalls you need to avoid. We've spoken about country-specific requirements for visa application, the key major documents that you need to submit. Very, very important. Then something I want to also say is this. For some of us who have gaps in our academic pursuit, like maybe you have finished secondary school like 15 years ago, you want to apply for admission now, and you have gotten admission remaining visa. Most of the time, the hurdle is with the visa application. You have to do something. That is something that we do actually. That gap, you have to fill it up with some activities, like professional job. There's a way we package your CV in such a way that gap, it won't be like you have just been doing nothing for 15 years and now you just want to apply. So it just came to my mind now. It's not part of my notes, but it came to my mind now. I said, let me just drop it. Very, very important. So your study gap, you have to make sure that you package in such a way that gap will not be very, very obvious, or it will not be a vacuum. Let's take note of that. Very, very important. So those are some of the things that we have highlighted this evening. If you have any question to ask, please let me hear your question, then we can tackle that and call it a day. Thank you very much. Any question? If you have a question, unmute yourself, tell us your name, where you are calling from, and your question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My name is Ernest.
Okay, sir.
And I'm calling from Benin City.
Okay, sir.
Edo State. Please, I will actually want you, because Canada was one of the countries you were always using in course of reference when you were giving us a teaching this evening.
Okay.
Please, I was concerning the new immigration policy right now.
Okay.
I don't know what do you advise that it look as. From what I've heard before, even postgraduate application, it was not that very successful, like the way undergraduate was. But right now, with this new immigration policy, it's like the thing is no longer friendly at all. So I don't know what you have to say concerning this one, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ernest Abi.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the truth is this. Before the next person will ask a question, see, most of these A-list countries, they are going through a lot, especially when it comes to net migration. They are going through a lot. Look at the UK, for instance, now. They have stopped people bringing family. Canada also will also do the same thing this year now from September. Like, they want to reduce the number of applicants or international students that are coming to their country. As African as we are, or prospective applicants, some of these things are not for us to decide. The best thing we can do, like I always advise people recently that be asking me questions, is number one, you have to prepare your mind that this application, it's either you get it or you don't get it. That is the fact. See, I tell people, there is no 100% guarantee in visa application anywhere. That is the truth that I always tell people, that most people do not want to listen. Especially when it comes to a client to agency relationship. You know, some clients, they want you to tell them, don't worry, just go and bring 5 million, it's 100%. My brother, most times, it is not. Doesn't work that way. So what you should have is that things are becoming more difficult. Why? Because our country is becoming more hard. The more Nigeria becomes difficult, the more stiffer the possibility of getting visa to all these A-list countries. Because they know that people want to japa from Nigeria. If Nigeria is better, they know that people will not want to go. You understand? I have lived in South Africa before, and I know within our, you are seeing the same Africa. People don't, South African citizens don't apply for visa like Nigerian citizens apply. because their country is fine. They are still enjoying a lot of benefits. Their universities are one of the best universities in the world. You understand? Like in Nigeria now, if you apply for US visa, they give you 2 years. If you apply for US visa in South Africa, they will give you 10 years. Because they don't apply. So the more difficult our country is, the more tougher it's going to be for us to apply for some of these visas. So, and these countries, they know that. Go and check international passport office. Go and just go to passport. Don't go to embassy. Go to passport office. You will see the hundreds of people you will see there. If you leave that place, now go to embassies. Go and see people. If you come up from that place, go to airport. As difficult as you say, people are finding difficult, you see the number of Nigerians running out every day. So have it in mind that some of these things, visa might be tougher. It's becoming tougher. It's not that it might be tougher, it's becoming tougher. You have to be well prepared. That is the basis of this conversation this evening. Be well prepared because it's becoming tougher. Then number two, I always say this to people, have a plan B. Your plan B may be another country. Then truthfully, I tell people, your plan B may even be to still stay back in Nigeria for some time. I advise some people, you know, I do a lot of counseling. And I tell some parents, now, you are finding it difficult to pay for 1 year tuition fee. And this boy is going for 3-4 years. How do you want to cope? Boy, a boy that cannot even get abroad and work because he's still underage, he cannot do anything for himself. Now, if you push him abroad now, you pay 1 year, the second year, he will find it difficult. Why not let him go to, if you don't want him to go to OAU or to Unilag, why not let him go to private university? There's some private university in Nigeria that you pay less than 600,000. Let him go there, do 3 years, do 4 years. In the next 4 years, you two, you will have been able to save money, make more money, to send him on a master, which is going to be 1 year. Are you getting the point now? So, in anything we are doing, you have a plan B. Either another country that is not as difficult as your plan A. For instance, if you plan to go to Canada, that's okay. Canada is my plan. Hey, I will give it my best to get it. But if I do not get it, I think I will apply for Spain. I think I will apply for UK. I think I will apply for Portugal. Very, very important. So that is what I will say. It is becoming more difficult, but people should be well prepared and you should have a plan B. That is my answer.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Any other question? Tell us your name. Tell us your name and where you are calling from.
Okay, my name is Manka Faith. I'm calling from Asaba.
All right.
I want to ask, is it there are some private schools in Canada?
Okay.
Like when I applied for Canada, there are some of the private schools that you don't have to pay half of the school fees. You just pay acceptance fee, and they give you the acceptance letter.
Okay.
But I want to know if one submits application. That.
Okay.
Will it be the copy denier? One. And two, is it right to use a microfinance bank for proof of fund and maybe adding a commercial bank?
Okay.
Those are my two.
All right. Thank you very much for your questions. Very, 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 very nice questions. And now your first question is this. You see, different schools in Canada or in every country has their requirement for after admission for tuition deposits. Some of them, like in Canada now, some school will tell you, I know Invest of Manitoba does not charge tuition deposits. They will just give you admission, go apply for your visa. We have seen students that got visa with that. Then there are some universities will now tell you, some will say pay 2,000. Another person might say pay 7,000. I know school that has to pay 7,000 Canadian dollars. So it depends. Now, when it comes to visa application, that you do not pay tuition fee, tuition in full, does not mean that they will refuse your visa. Because as long as you have fulfilled the requirement of the school that gave you admission, then you have passed the first hurdle. But let me now say that you have paid more than enough or more than the minimum you are supposed to pay is an advantage for you. Because, for instance, now let's say they ask you to pay 2,000 and you can pay 5,000, pay the 5,000. But let me say this, make sure that whatever you are paying is refundable. There are some schools in Canada, yeah, their deposit is not refundable. Don't go to such school because the success of the visa is not in your control. If they refuse your visa, the school will not give you back your money. But if you know that it is refundable, even if it's not 100% refundable, like some of them will take some administrative fee, like $200 or whatever from the money, fine, don't worry. That is not too much for you to just bear. So if you have if they tell you to pay 2,000 and you have the capacity to pay 5,000, the school will collect it gladly. And it's an indication to the embassy that you are well prepared and you have capacity. If you can pay all, as long as it's refundable, go ahead and pay it. Scan your receipt and put it as part of your application. But as long as you have met the minimum requirement deposit for that particular school, you don't have a problem. Then you ask about microfinance bank. You see, the way back in the days, let me say like 3-4 years ago, it was very difficult for microfinance banks to compete with some banks. But you have some microfinance banks in Nigeria now. Not all of them. There are some strong microfinance banks now that they have cash flow. I'm not talking about OP now, but I want to make OP as an example. The cash flow that OP and PAMPay that they control every day, some commercial banks are not controlling it. And that is a fact. But I'm not saying you should go and print OP term of account. There are some microfinance banks that some embassies still respect. But that does not mean that microfinance bank is the ideal bank for visa application. So if you have money in commercial bank, you can support it with some, I say some now, and I'm emphasizing that some microfinance banks. But if you can keep all the money in commercial bank, please do, to avoid story that touch. But honestly, you can still use some commercial bank in some places. I know even in UK, I'm in UK currently. In the UK, I know some people who have used UK microfinance bank to apply for UK visa student and came here, and they are here already. But that does not mean that everybody should use microfinance bank. But you have to be very careful with microfinance bank. But if you can keep the money in commercial bank, please do and submit with commercial bank. That is what I would say. Any other question? So, I hope we don't have any other question. If there is no other question, I don't know.
Good evening.
Oh, who's on the line?
Good evening.
Oh, good evening, ma.
This is Damilola Awoshaki from Lagos.
All right, good evening.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say thank you. It has been very insightful.
Thank you.
And then I have a question. So earlier you said that some Schengen countries are friendlier towards international students, but you did not mention which one. I don't know if you can please mention those countries, please.
All right, ma'am. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Auntie Damilola. Now, let me say that, when I mentioned Schengen countries, I wasn't specific, right? So, because there are over 20 Schengen countries. And generally, as it is now, most Schengen countries are more friendlier than Canada, US, and the likes. Countries like Spain used to be tough. It was easier before. Later, like 2 years ago, it was difficult because they changed their consular. Then towards late last year, it became more friendlier. Portugal, they are very friendly. Lithuania, they are very friendly. France, they are reasonably friendly. If you have your funds, we have had France visa for our students, some of this one. So they are Schengen countries and they are friendly. Sweden, Sweden is Schengen. Finland is Schengen. If you meet up with their, the only concern with those two countries, Finland and Sweden, is that their application is very short and it comes too early. Like Sweden now, Sweden application should be closing any moment from now. Maybe it has closed itself, you know, and it's for September intake. So it's very short, and is but they have, if you meet all the requirements, you are good to go. You understand? Those are countries that they, as long as you meet the basic requirements, you pay your tuition deposits on time, you have all your documents intact, you have more successes than when you are than what you will get from UK, Ireland. UK is very okay. It's very, is like 100%. We have never had UK refusal before, because UK now, you know, when it was still, you know, the everybody's bride, you know, is like 100%, everybody was getting the UK visa. They will still give you your visa now if you're ready to pay, but it's just that you cannot bring family, you know. So that is just the major challenge. So I hope I've answered your question.
Yes, you have. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So any other question before we go? Good evening, sir. All right, sir.
Yeah, please don't be offended. I so much appreciate the lecture.
Thank you, sir.
You've been giving us. Thank you so much. I have a question. I have an issue. Last year, I applied for a school in the United States.
Okay.
And after the admission, I made the move to get my visa, but I was not able to get my appointment scheduled at that point in time.
Okay.
So, I now have to, it was the last year, so my appointment date was in February this year, 2024. So I quickly applied for, what do you call it, scheduling for...
Emergency appointment.
Emergency appointment, but they denied me that, right? So the school now said that because they have to defer my admission to 2024.
Okay.
I have not. But the question is this. I was able to pay for the Homeland Security Authority, which is about $300.
Service fee.
Yeah. I also pay for my...
I-20.
So I have to reschedule for my appointment again to this year.
Okay.
To July this year. But my question is this. Do I have to, since I was unable to appear at the interview Friday in the embassy?
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Did you
you said you were unable to attend your visa interview. That was what I.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
July.
Because I have also deferred my admission to August, that's for fall 2024.
Okay.
Right? The my question.
Hello. Sorry, come again with your question. Sorry. Okay. So you have deferred your admission, you have deferred your interview. How many times?
Yes.
Two times or once?
The second time I'm deferring the interview, and that's my last chance.
Okay. Since you have not gone for your interview, you can transfer your service fee to... You can transfer your service fee. It's still the same school now. The same school, the same...
Yes, but the problem I'm having is, from I-20, the number might differ.
Yes, you know, you have to apply for another I-20. You need to apply for another I-20 from the school. So, but the service fee you have paid is still valid. But your I-20 is for last semester. since you have deferred the admission to next semester, your I-20 is no longer valid. So you will need to get another I-20, but you can still use that service fee for the interview, the next interview, but you have to change your I-20. So what you are going to do now is to contact the school, tell them that you need... No, it's a very straightforward process. What you just do is tell the school to issue you another I-20. When they issue you another I-20, you are going to go online to the service FJ1, that's their platform. Then from there, you will reapply for to change your service fee with the new I-20 number that you have. Then you proceed to the embassy. You don't need to pay I-20 twice. Service twice, since you have not used it. Do you understand? It is your I-20 you will change. Have you gotten another I-20?
Okay.
Have you gotten another I-20? Hello?
No. The school has been notified about that. So they say
okay.
It's on the process that is going to issue me another I-20 here.
Okay. Once you get another I-20, let me know. I will guide you through the procedures.
Okay, thanks so much.
You are welcome, sir. Any other question, please, before we go?
Yes. Hello, good evening. My name is Festus from Benin.
Okay. All right, go ahead, please. Yes, sir, we can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate I've been really blessed with this webinar.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to ask you a question. Concerning Portugal, because I'm really interested in Portugal.
Okay.
Because I know you make measure of something just now that the UK, the US and Canada, I know they are really congested because I've tried my luck before. Nothing happened.
Okay.
So, but I wanted to ask, that Portugal, if I pay half of my tuition fee,
okay.
Are they giving me assurance that I will get my visa or
hello?
Are they going to return my money for me?
Okay.
For my visa.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Second question.
Okay. Second question is that I didn't get that one. Second question is that what? Hello. What's your second question? What is your second question?
I say I have HND. My qualification is HND.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, we are here. Hello? 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 We can't hear you again. No, I can't hear you. I don't know if other people can hear you. Can you hear him? I think we lost the call. Let another person ask question. Let another person ask question. But let me just say something, because we are recording this thing, so he will play it again. The question I heard him ask was that the issue of if for Portugal, if he pays the tuition fee, if peradventure his visa is refused, is he going to get his tuition deposit back? Definitely yes. Any school, like I said it earlier, that you have to confirm. There are some schools in Canada that they will not refund your tuition fee. Be very sure before you pay. You understand? For us now, there is no school that we do in Canada that they will not refund your tuition fee. But I've seen people that that came up to us with an admission letter, and I said this school, they won't refund you if you pay. If you want to go ahead, that is your decision. So, but for Portugal, for any of the schools in Portugal, for any of our schools in Schengen or UK or whatever, if anything happens and they refuse your visa, your most of money will be refunded to you. So no problem about that. So any other question? I think we should just, if there is question, just the last question now before we go, because we have, this is 8:12 already. So if there is no question again, I don't know if Mrs. Salami is here to give us a closing remark before we go. So if he's not here, Moyo, I don't know if Moyo is here. Moyo. Okay, can you give us a closing remark? Then you can drop our official numbers at the in the group before we close. Then tomorrow we are going to close the group. So if you have any question between now and tomorrow, then the recording of this thing, we are going to put it on our website. So then we are going to let us, the study abroad page on our website, we are going to put the recording there so that people can listen to it. So if you can't see it in the group again, because most times I don't like leaving groups like this, before some people will now start to, you know, bastardize the group, posting unnecessary things or collecting people's number on the group. So we are going to disband this group after 48 hours. So if you have any question after now, you can drop it. You can drop voice notes. If you can type your question, fine. But after the 48 hours, we will remove everybody from the group, and we are going to put you put the recording on our website. So we're already building a platform on our website now that everybody will have a username and password. So all these things will go there. You log in. When you log in, you will see every information there. So Moyo, let's have you for a minute before we have a day.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, so I just want to appreciate everyone on behalf of Study Express Limited. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being available to learn and also partake of the webinar. And on behalf of my team, we are saying thank you. And also our offices in Lagos and Ibadan. I'm one of the Ibadan team members. So you can visit us in our offices. We have our office in Allen Avenue. We have one in Abuja. So our numbers will be dropped on the platform, and also our addresses will be dropped on the platform. So feel free, if you have any more questions, please drop your questions on the platform. Our teams will be ready and available to answer your questions. So thank you very much for tuning in once again, and God bless you. Have a good night.
Thank you very much, everyone. You can follow us on our social media platforms through Facebook, Study Express Nigeria, Instagram at Study Express Nigeria. We you are always welcome. Thank you, and God bless you. So we have this meeting every last Thursday of the month. The next one will be on another topic entirely, so something that will also be of benefit to us. Last Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. like this. So the last Thursday of February, we are going to come here again by the grace of God. We are going to be discussing something different. So follow us on social media. We are going to put the group link there. We are going to also notify everybody a few days before the meeting. Thank you and have a good night. Bye-bye.